Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Around 2,000 homes in a place called Cemetery View informal settlement were destroyed over the weekend from a blaze. Acting Gauteng Human Settlement MEC Lebogang Maele went out today to just have a sense of what really went down. Appreciate your time, MEC. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening and thanks for having me.
Looks like a very complicated story. Just maybe give us a sense of what you heard started the fire over the weekend.
Apparently, it was a family feud and a jealous boyfriend who ended up starting the fire, unfortunately. And unfortunately, one of the residents died, and we'd like to convey our condolences. And there's one person who is critically injured and still at hospital, and we want to wish the person a speedy recovery.
Any arrests made yet?
Yes. Fortunately, and we are grateful for the prompt and speedy response by the police.
It seems to also be quite a complicated community. Stories of extortion, stories of people who are there as literally second tenants to the owners of the sheikhs. Give us a sense of what you got to understand about some of the issues that came up there.
You are correct. It's complex. It's a community that is dominated by foreign nationals, most of whom are not documented. And as you say, there are cartels as well, like in many informal settlements, who are owning sheikhs and renting out. We are told that people are paying about 150 to 200 rents, rental a month. The sheikhs are so tiny and close to each other. There's no proper space and passages, and even if there was to be an emergency, the emergency services officials will not be able to find their way. So it's not a conducive place at all for people to live in. And that's why we have implored the municipality to move fast in relocating, because there's a court order that the community must be relocated. Mm. They are next to cemeteries there, they are next to bonded houses, and you can imagine the informality is having a negative impact on the prices of the homeowners. Mm. So it's also dangerous because some of those people are not known because they are undocumented, and that's why there's extortion, there's crime, and people are not safe generally.
Were you able to get an update from the city about the plans of relocations? Apparently, about a year ago this time, there was another fire. There were promises that they will be moved. That has not happened. Just maybe, were they able to give you a sense of, you know, what the plans are as the city? I know that they've sort of closed off the area, but what are the plans with moving the people?
Yes, we were given an update. I was with the MMC, responsible for human settlement. Mm. And when I was still MEC for human settlement, in fact, we actually bought the land, and I was actually surprised that they've still not relocated those people and people who were affected by floods. In Mamelodi, we bought a huge piece of land in Binalsport. We even made money available to clear the site, and they've only recently appointed engineers and professionals to deal with the installation of services. Mm. Unfortunately, they are moving a bit slow, and I expressed our displeasure to the MNC, and asked him that they should try and move fast, because it's just not right that people will live in such conditions and be subjected to crime.
Were the police there to accompany you? You know, for those who say, you know, there's, as you said, there are cartels, extortion cartels, because that's another element of an issue we need to deal with while we manage the human settlement issue.
Yes, the police were there. And my only hope is that they were not there only because we were there today. Mm. I hope that there is police visibility and that they are making plans to make sure that they are present all the times, and they also develop strategies of making sure that they counter crime and they also make people safe there. Because if they come, only if we come, then there's no point, because it means people can only be safe if we come. And that's not right, because there are South Africans there who deserve to be protected as per the Constitution of the Republic.
Let me just be clear, MEC. The people that were arrested, was it related to the domestic violence, or are these people who were arrested because of the extortion issues?
The person, in fact, who was arrested is okay. The person who started the fire.
And any arrests in relation to the other complaints that came up on the day?
No. Not that I know of. I'll be lying. And maybe the police, you can try to find the police to shed light on that. We did not even get a briefing on that, because we were concerned about the women and children who were not having a place to stay, to make sure that at least they get food, they get shelter. And I think that the mission we were there to accomplish from the human settlement perspective. I hope the community safety and the police are attending to the other matters.
It's about, I'm told, about 2,000 homes. Just maybe give us a sense whether that number is accurate that have been affected. And you're saying you obviously were there to try and make sure people have homes and some sort of shelter. What were you able to achieve today?
It's actually more than 800 homes and about 2,600 people. Mm. And the National Department of Human Settlement has made help available for those who need building material. And we have also called on the Department of Home Affairs to come, because they are undocumented foreign nationals, and they will be able to know how to best deal with that. Because, as you know, the department will not be able to help those who are undocumented. Mm.
We were told that people were asked to wait before rebuilding so that there can be some investigation. Have they now been given a go-ahead to start constructing their homes again?
They have started constructing. As when we were there, people were coming in with materials. Some were already building.
Appreciate your time. Acting MEC of Human Settlement in Gauteng, Lebogang Maile, who went to visit that. Thank you very much, MEC, who went to visit that community.
Thank you very much.
That unfortunately woke up with a blazing fire started by domestic violence, unfortunately affecting about 2,000 people, 800 shacks, just absolutely gutted. This is a community that has been sitting there. You know, it's an informal settlement. It shouldn't be there. They have an eviction order. The city has an eviction order, but they have not been relocated yet. It's been a year now since, as the MEC says, you know, he himself was quite surprised that the relocation has not happened. But the city says they are now getting on with that. And obviously, hopefully, these people can find themselves in a safer environment sooner rather than later.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.